Carlos Palomino with a product demo.
Today I'm going to give you a demonstration of Mobile Accessibility's browser. Mobile Accessibility is a new suite of apps developed by Code Factory for the Android system. For more information on this product, visit codefactory.es. The MA browser allows you to surf the web with speech, so you can conduct searches, visit your favorite websites, and navigate the web like you would with other browsers. For this demo, I'll be using the T-Mobile G2, Android version 2.2, and a beta of Mobile Accessibility. I currently have the browser open and the Code Factory website is loaded. What you can do from this point is navigate the page by elements such as headings, links, etc. And the way that you cycle through these options is by long pressing the menu key.
Headings, lists, tables, forms.
I want to move to the top of the page by swiping up with two fingers.
Page has one frame, two headings, 50 elements, and 29 links.
And as you heard there, it's describing what kind of page information is available. And now you can begin choosing which element you want to navigate by.
Links.
First one is links, and you can either flick right or left to move by this element, or you can flick up or down to just read the web page contents.
Link web accessibility.
I'm flicking right, and this is giving me purely the links on the page.
Link sitemap, link without styles, link image white on black, link image black on white.
And that pretty much gives you an idea. I could keep going, and I could just flick downward to begin reading the page normally.
Link image yellow on list end. Text. Image. Image. Text. Button search. List with 8 items. Link.
I'm going to move back to the top of the page now.
Page has one frame, two headings, 50 elements, and 29 links.
And I'm going to switch the element to headings.
Headings.
And now I'm going to flick right to see the headings.
Heading level 3, change text size. Heading level 3, change colors. End of page.
And you hear it say end of page there because there are only two headings available on this page. Now, there are even more options available to us, which you can access by either triple-tapping the display or tapping the menu key.
Address bar 1 of 7.
There you have the address bar, which has a submenu.
Browser 2 of 7.
The browser, which has a submenu.
Navigation 3 of 7.
Navigation with another submenu.
Reading 4 of 7.
And reading. You also have
date and time 5 of 7.
Date and time.
Phone status 6 of 7.
Phone status.
Settings 7 of 7.
And settings. I'm going to click upon the address bar and show you the options available under that submenu.
Address bar 1 of 7. Address. Edit field. www.
So that's the location for the URL.
List. Add to favorites 1 of 6.
You have add to favorites.
Clear favorites 2 of 6.
Clear favorites. And beyond this, you're going to have all your listed bookmarks.
Code Factory 3 of 6. GRIB weather dash local weather fast 4 of 6. Google 5 of 6. iDrugsReport.com 6 of 6.
Now I'm back under the menu and I'm going to show you some of the other options. We had address bar and then we have browser.
Browser 2 of 7.
And under here we have 6 options.
Search 1 of 6.
Search, which searches on the page.
Go home 2 of 6.
Go home.
Stop 3 of 6.
Stop.
Reload 6 of 6.
Reload.
Forward 5 of 6.
Forward.
Back 4. Stop 3 of 6.
So these are your basic browser navigation options where you move from page to page, home and back, search, etc. Next under the menu you have navigation.
Navigation 3 of 7, top 1 of 25.
And here you have various options that you can move within the current page, such as moving the cursor to the top, to the bottom, to the next table, list items, and so forth. And finally we have reading.
Reading 4 of 7. Read from current position 1 of 4.
And you have 4 options here. Read from current position.
Read from top 2 of 4.
Read from top.
Read summary 3 of 4.
Read summary.
Read title 4 of 4.
And read the title of the page. Now, to show you how some of these actions work, I'm going to take us back to the address bar. And under there, if you'll remember, we have bookmarks. And I'm going to take us to my GeoIP bookmark, which is a weather website.
GRIB weather dash local weather fast 4 of 6. 22%. Page has 18 headings, 127 elements, and 8 links. GRIB
so
weather dash local weather fast. Page has 18 headings, 120.
I'm at the top of the page, and I want to make sure I'm on headings. I want to navigate this page by the headings element.
Headings.
Now that I have this set to headings, I'm going to flick right to come to the first heading, which should give me my current weather information.
Heading level 3, current weather for Brunswick, ME04011.
And now, at this point, I can either begin flicking downward on the display or the trackpad to read the page contents, or I can go back to that navigation menu, select Read, and choose to read from this current position. And I'll go ahead and do that.
Address bar 1 of 7, browser 2 of navigation 3 of 7, reading 4 of 7. Read from current position 1 of 4.
And I'm going to select that.
Heading level 3, current weather for Brunswick, ME04011. Heading level 3, current weather for Brunswick, ME04011. Image weather icon. Condition. Wintry mix. Temperature. 35 degree F.
Okay, that gives you an idea. I tapped the proximity sensor to silence speech there. Now, if I want to move to the next heading and read the forecasted weather for this area, all I would have to do is flick right once to get to the next heading.
Heading level 3, forecasted weather for Brunswick, ME04011 as of 2/8/1115 PM EST.
And from here, I can just flick downward on the display or the trackpad to read the contents and the forecasted weather, or I can go back to that reading menu and select read from this current position again. This gives you an idea of what kind of navigation methods are available and the different ways that you can access the information on the screen. Navigating by the touch display is really convenient because you can interact directly with elements. For example, I can perform a search. What I've done here is taken us back to the menu by triple tapping the display, and the first option, of course, is address bar.
Address. Edit field.
I'm going to scroll down to Google.
Clear code factory 3 of 6. Google 5 of 6. 11%. Page has 75 elements and 34 links.
Google. Now,
web. Link images.
To make this easy on myself, instead of scrolling down link by link, I can simply switch to forms mode and navigate by forms, and it'll bring me right to the search box.
Headings, lists, tables, forms.
So now I flick right.
Text.
And there's the text box. So I click on the text box.
Enter text. Dialog. Edit field.
And since I'm using the G2, I'm simply going to search for G2.
Cap G2.
And now I scroll down to the OK button.
OK. Button. Text G2.
Now it wants me to hit enter on the search button to begin the search.
Downloading page. Page has 212 elements and 120 links.
And from here, it brought me to the results page, and there's no headings on this page or controls, so I'm simply going to have to flick downward and read the page contents to get the results.
Turn history on, everything, link video, link news, link shop, link blogs, link real, link disc, link apps, more, viewer, link latest, link past week, link past year, table with text, 2, X5 slap button search, table end, link sorted by date, link page image, link reset to anytime the 8th of February at 50% off demo W/new 2 years hackathon wild plan. Link the new G2 Google phone powered by Android bar 4G phone bar T-Mobile.
Now there's the review for the T-Mobile G2. That's the first result. And I can simply double tap to click on that.
Downloading page. Link the new G2 Google phone powered by Android bar 4G 39%. Page has one heading, 59 elements and 18 links. G2 with Google link, share this page image arrow image. Heading level 1, the fastest connection between you and whatever's next. Link image T-Mobile G2 with Google. The T-Mobile registered sign G2 trademark sign with Google trademark sign is your super fast smartphone.
Okay, and here is the actual page contents where it gives you the specs and such for the G2. So everything you just heard from me loading the viewing the different headings on the GOIP page and going to Google and performing the search and navigating to the actual result, all was, 90% done through flicking and tapping on the display. So this browser gives you extensive access to the display and page elements that hasn't previously been available with Android.
And I hope you enjoyed this demonstration of Mobile Accessibility's browser. To get in contact with me, you can follow me on Twitter. Username, Carlos P. C-A-R-L-O-S-P.